Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Lineberg Information Services, on the web at linebergservices.com. I'm Andy DiMeo. The IRS has today issued long-anticipated guidance providing a simplified procedure for late-filed portability elections. As a general rule, for a surviving spouse to claim portability of a deceased spouse's unused exemption amount, the estate of the first spouse to die must file Form 706 in a timely manner, that is, within 9 months after the first spouse's date of death. The personal representatives of many estates, however, unaware of that requirement, missed the 9-month deadline. Until now, it has been uncertain whether and under what circumstances the IRS would offer relief to those taxpayers. RevProc 2014-18 provides the answer. The RevProc says that the IRS will extend the deadline and allow late-filed estate tax returns to claim portability if certain conditions are met. There are three key requirements. First, the deceased spouse must have died after December 31, 2010, when portability entered the law, and before December 31, 2013. Second, the value of the estate of the first spouse must have been below the regular estate tax filing threshold, so that a filing was required only to claim portability. Third, a person eligible to make a portability filing must file a properly prepared Form 706 on or before December 31, 2014. That return must bear a legend referring to RevProc 2014-18. Stay tuned to Lineberg Information Services for more information on this important development. For Lineberg Information Services 60-Second Planner, I'm Andy DiMeo.